Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
There's an interesting angle on this story about Trump's tariffs that I find really curious. It's that no left-wing media, no corporate media in America, ever reports the tariffs that the other countries place on U.S. manufacturers. They're acting like Trump is just, like he's the only one erecting tariffs, as if these other countries are all into free trade, but you know, mean old Trump, here he is, he's erecting tariffs for no reason, like out of the blue, spontaneous tariffs, just punishing everybody else and disrupting the world and for no reason. And of course, that's nonsense. Trump is actually responding to the tariffs that the other countries have placed on U.S. goods. You know, all these countries, China has massive tariffs on U.S. goods, really on average about 67% tariffs on U.S. goods. EU countries, massive tariffs. You know, Korea, Vietnam, all the Asian countries, massive tariffs. These tariffs are punishing U.S. manufacturers and U.S. exporters. And for all these decades that these have been in place, and of course they've changed over time, but the United States has just stood back and has just been the international whipping boy. It's like, yeah, just abuse us, charge us, whatever. And we'll do nothing about it. Well, that's the way it was under Joe Biden, for sure, and Obama. But Trump is saying enough is enough. We're not going to be abused anymore in unfair international trade. And I agree with Trump's decision on the tariffs. If a country out there is charging America 60% tariffs, well, Trump is putting 30% tariffs on them. He's not even matching the 60%. He's just doing half of it, which is a discount, actually. It's favorable to those countries. Like, Trump is being nice. If he were being mean, he would double their tariffs. You know, if they charge 60%, he'd put 120%. Like, that would be mean Trump. But no, he's doing half that. He's nice Trump. But he's not gullible Trump. He's saying, you're not going to be able to just stomp all over America anymore. You want to do trade with America, you either reduce your tariffs on American goods to zero, or we're gonna half match your tariffs. That seems totally reasonable to me. I don't know why anybody has a problem with this. If you're an American, there should be no problem with this. This is a pro-America decision. And yet I've seen economists, I mean, even Senator Rand Paul, he's wrong on this. He's, oh, tariffs are taxes. All taxes are bad. Not exactly. Tariffs are not taxes. Tariffs are not taxes. Tariffs are tariffs. It's a different category. Taxes are typically placed on income or purchases. You know, income taxes are placed on income. Sales taxes are placed on purchases at retail. Tariffs are fees placed on imported goods that nobody in the U.S. has purchased yet. So no, they're not taxes. They're punishment. They're pain for the exporters from other nations. That's what they are. They are a form of inflicted pain, economic pain, which has a purpose. It's a strategic purpose. It's like if somebody's trying to strangle you, let's say. I mean, we get into some, you know, self-defense training here. Somebody's trying to strangle you. And you can, if you have the presence of mind, you can reach up and you can dig your thumb into this pain point between their thumb and their first finger, and then peel their hand off while inflicting a tremendous amount of pain. And by doing so, you can also turn their wrist upside down and start twisting it to the point where you either break the wrist or the person complies, and normally they will go down to their knees. Okay? So what is that maneuver? That's inflicting pain to get them to stop strangling you. That's exactly what Trump's tariffs are. Trump is inflicting pain to get these other countries to stop strangling the U.S. economy. Because that's what they're doing. They have a stranglehold on U.S. manufacturers and U.S. exporters. And do you want to just sit there and be strangled all day long? No. We deserve the right to be able to breathe. There should be fair trade internationally, which means that if a country wants no tariffs on their goods, well, they have to have no tariffs on our goods. It's got to be reciprocal. That's all that Trump is saying, that we're going to reciprocate. You put stupid tariffs on us, we're going to put half stupid tariffs on you. I mean, that's the deal. Makes perfect sense. So Senator Rand Paul is wrong in this case. Now, he's right on about 99.9% of everything. And he is, in my book, he's a great hero. And so is his father, of course, Ron Paul. But he's wrong on this one. I don't know why. I mean, maybe economics is not his focus. He's a doctor. I don't know. He's wrong on this point. And he actually voted to halt Trump's tariffs on Canada. Well, we need to inflict some reciprocal pain on Canada in order to bring the tariffs down to zero both ways. That's how you do it. Now, the market reacted by getting clobbered. You know, all these stocks are selling off for all these large companies, which I think is hilarious because if, you know, anybody invests in the stock market at this point is just playing a Ponzi scheme. I don't own any stocks whatsoever. I mean, I'm stacking gold and silver and some crypto, you know. I mean, I use a vaulting service that I trust, you know, metalswithmike.com, if you want to know who it is. It's a Treasure Island company. They are a sponsor, by the way, metalswithmike.com, if you want to get gold and silver from a really trustworthy company. So I'm stacking gold and silver. I don't own any stocks, okay? Because I know we're at a massive stock market bubble. The valuations aren't justified. You know, it's total nonsense, right? So the stock market starts to crater because of the tariffs. Why? Well, because, you know, people are going to buy less stuff because everything's going to go up in price for some period of time. And that's true. That is absolutely true. There's going to be some economic pain in the short term. But this is necessary to stop us from being strangled. You know, you're going to have to engage the attacker, right? You're going to have to kick him in the balls. You're going to have to, like, twist their wrists. You're going to have to gouge him in the eyes or something. Like, you're going to have to inflict some pain to get them to lay off. The question is, how long is this, well, these tariffs, how long will they last? And as I said previously, my prediction is that for most countries, they're going to fold very quickly. They're going to say, ruh-roh, you know, we better drop our tariffs or we're toast. Because, you know, the U.S. is the largest consumption hub in the world per capita. American people buy more stuff than anybody else, basically. Which is obvious at any yard sale. It's like, where'd you get all this stuff? You know, like Walmart. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. So most countries are going to surrender within days or maybe a couple of weeks. China's a different animal altogether. China, my prediction is China will first attempt retaliatory policies. So you're going to see China do all kinds of things with treasuries and with rare earth minerals. And also China just began running simulated attacks on Taiwan. Sending a message. It's like, hey, stop messing with China. Although I think that message had more to do with Trump threatening Iran. Frankly, I think China is sending a message to Trump that says, if you bomb Iran, we will invade Taiwan. That's the message. And there's nothing the U.S. can do to stop that because all the assets of the U.S. Navy and the Air Force are over in Diego Garcia or the, you know, Indian Ocean or the Arabian Ocean. Or the Mediterranean. I mean, they're far from China, in other words. They're on the opposite side of the world, mostly. So China's sending a message, and I'm not sure that Trump is getting that message. I'm not sure that he's listening very much. But nevertheless, China has high tariffs on U.S. goods, and so Trump has no choice but to put large tariffs on Chinese goods. Well, there's a lot of stuff made in China that we import, you know, telecommunications equipment, clothing, toys, shoes, you know, freaking everything, car parts, you name it. All that stuff's going to go up 50% or more starting right now. And I'm even thinking, like, on my ranch, you know, I have tractors and equipment, and a lot of that stuff, the filter elements and so on, yeah, that's all made in China too, you know? So I guess I'll be paying through the nose for that. Good thing I stocked up in advance and bought extra parts which is what I always do, so I don't really need to buy anything for a while. By the time I do need to buy something, probably this trade war will be over, I'm hoping. But China's going to inflict some reciprocal pain, let's say. China's going to fight back and, like, re-strangle the United States. And this is going to come down to some very clever maneuvering by Trump, because everything's at play here. Military, food, energy, minerals, currencies, you name it. I mean, China just dropped its own currency, manipulated it, of course, into being a cheaper currency internationally in order to help Chinese manufacturers export more effectively, more competitively around the world. So that's a currency manipulation by China. Well, the U.S. is fully aware that China is engaged in currency manipulation. But that's just one of the tools that China can use in order to essentially rip off the West or rip off the rest of the world and to sell their cheap goods at really, really low prices in dollars or in euros or in yen or British pounds or whatever. So, yeah, China's playing games. They're a big country. They're smart. They have a lot of resources. They can afford to play games. But in the end, the U.S. is, I believe, China's largest export market in terms of any one country. Now, surely they export a lot to the EU, but in terms of one country, the U.S. is the largest buyer of Chinese-made goods. So sooner or later, China is going to have to deal as their own domestic manufacturers feel the pain and really complain to the party leaders there in Beijing. You know, at some point, the economic pain becomes a political problem domestically, and that's where this is headed. And as long as Trump sticks to his guns on this and is committed to making it through the pain, because there's going to be a lot of U.S. businesses that complain. There's going to be, you know, all kinds of inflation. There's going to be consumers complaining. Going to be, you know, pundits complaining, right? As long as Trump sticks to his guns on this and sees this through, he can win this. He can win the game of economic chicken with China, which would be called Kung Pao Chinese Chicken. The Pao being the punch, or Trump Pao Chinese Chicken, yeah? So that's what Trump is doing. Your favorite lunch special, Trump Pao Chinese Chicken. With extra hot sauce, you know? So that's what Trump is doing, and we're going to see if it works or not. In the meantime, get ready to pay through the nose. Everything's going to get really expensive out of China, so you will probably buy less stuff made in China, is my guess. I know I will. I mean, I did actually hurry up and buy some stuff before this went into effect. So, you know, stuff made in China that isn't made anywhere else, but maybe this will open up some options where more stuff is made in America. You know, that's the whole point. We want to make more stuff in America, have more industry, more jobs, etc. in America. And Trump is trying to make American manufacturing more competitive. So get ready. The question is, who's going to eat the lunch of Trump Pao Chinese Chicken? We're going to find out. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. You can follow me on naturalnews.com. Those are articles and then also podcasts and interviews and special reports and microscope videos and such. You can find that at brighteon.com. I'm also on rumble.com. Health Ranger Report, I think, is the name there. So check it out. And thank you for listening. It's that time of the year again to grow your own food because, of course, there's nothing healthier and more nutritious than your own homegrown food. And we have partnered again with the Arc Seed Kit Company. And we carry their product line, which is just an extraordinary product line of heirloom, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds that have very high germination rates. We've got them on our website right now, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And you can get the all-in-one seed kit here, which has about 50,000 seeds. I think it's 70 different varieties. You can get the backyard seed kit, which is a smaller version of that, or you can get 5 kits for the price of 4 and share with your neighbors, friends, or church, or community members with this Prepper Special, which they put together just for us. So ARC,
ARK stands for Agricultural Resource Kit. And if you can show a shot on my desk here, it shows you some of the seeds that are in the kit. And this comes in a 4-inch PVC, so it's rodent-proof, and it's sealed from oxygenation. And we're talking about high-protein varieties, as you can see there, and it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds, okay? We're talking about beans and corn. Some of the beans have a couple hundred seeds in there per pack. The packs are well-filled. Again, it's not just a bunch of lettuce seeds. This is actually food that you can live on. High-protein varieties for different growing zones. There's a guide that's included with it. Different growing zones with instructions and a lot of know-how that goes into this. And even the seed selection itself, it takes years of experience to know the right combination that just helps a family survive and grow food relatively easily and efficiently. So that's what the ARK Seed Kit is all about. So again, check it out at healthrangerstore.com/seeds. And then also show on my desk here, show what it looks like. Yeah, you see there's the 4-inch tube that it comes in. That's for the all-in-one seed kit. Very rugged, durable. And then the backyard seed kit is in the gold pouch there that's more affordable and has a subset of those seeds. There's also the seed growing guide there that is available separately. But thank you for supporting us and for supporting the ARK Seed Kit Company and also for supporting yourself in terms of your own self-reliance and your homesteading dreams, which can be coming true with more heirloom seeds. Remember, you can save the seeds generation after generation. So they're not GMO, they're not hybrid. This is heirloom seeds for seed saving and even for storing as a future form of possible barter, like currency. Seeds can be currency. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com/seeds. Thank you for supporting us.